Valerie Jarrett, Trump under enormous pressure from protesters, playing catch-up on police reform. By Pam Key on June 17, 2020. Wednesday on MSNBC, former Obama adviser Valerie Jarrett said President Donald Trump's executive order on law enforcement reform was just playing catch-up because he is under enormous pressure from the nationwide protests following the death of George Floyd. Jarrett said, during the time President Obama was in office, "We had a robust civil rights division, we instituted investigations of law enforcement around the country, where we saw patterns and practices of discriminatory behavior. Our Justice Department also worked with local law enforcement to enforce the recommendations in the 21st Century Report on Policing. So we certainly took this issue very seriously from the beginning. And so it is ironic to hear Senator Lindsey Graham criticize us. We were unable to get criminal justice reform more generally passed through Congress while we were in office because of the opposition coming from the Republicans." When asked about Trump's executive order, Jarrett said, "Definitely falls short." And, again, when President Trump took office, he dismantled the Civil Rights Division of the Justice Department that we had built up. He stopped his Justice Department from doing pattern and practice investigations. He cut the resources that were there to help local law enforcement implement evidence-based practices that would improve the bond of trust between police and communities of color. So they are way short, they're trying to play catch-up now. And I think frankly because they're being put under enormous pressure by the American people. She added, "What I'm hopeful is that Congress will come together, establish some broad parameters, and then the Justice Department should be working with local law enforcement, providing both carrots and sticks to ensure that this bond of trust is established. This is a civil rights issue. People who swear, took an oath to swear, and swear that they are going to protect and serve us should do just that. And if there aren't consequences, if there isn't transparency and accountability, then we're going to have a continuation of this horrendous condition in our country, where far too many black families, every black family has to instruct their children on how to behave when they interact with police. It's gut-wrenching. I want to pause for a moment. I think what we need is some empathy, which we have seen in all 50 states, people pouring out and protesting. If you care about the civil rights of every American, then rise to this moment and change. I think that's what the American people are calling for." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanan.